that is what God is all about, that He can take our lives, broken, messed up as it is, and sometimes we think, well, why would God want me? Why would anybody want me when this is my life? Well, He's in the business of taking our lives and changing them.
Daigute, welcome, my friend, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear more from Venus Cody, a Soto from Kamsack, Saskatchewan. If life has been hard and you're wondering if there's hope for you, you won't want to miss today's program.
When my sister died in January, I was working at camp in July, and I get a phone call. My sister's youngest daughter was killed in a car accident. This was twice in 1 year. I was so angry. I was standing by the lake. My friend was sitting next to me, and I'm crying. And I'm arguing with God all by myself. Well, she's listening to me and she's sitting beside me and she's crying. And I said, I can't do this anymore. I cannot do this anymore. I said, my heart is broken enough and this time it cannot be repaired. I can't do this anymore. I feel like I've been just punched in the stomach and been knocked down and I can't get up. I gave my heart and my soul to God and this is the thanks I get. I can't do this no more. I just can't do this no more. I think I'm just going to walk away and not turn back. I cannot do this anymore. My heart cannot break any more than it already has. And I said, I give up. I can't. And she says, you don't mean that. I said, right now I mean it. I'm walking away and not turning back. Well, obviously I didn't walk away from him. God wants us to be able to be honest with Him, just to tell Him what we're thinking, and that's exactly what I did, not knowing that I was answering my own questions. It just seemed that at that time and point that He was there. His word says He has come to heal the brokenhearted, and He come to set the captive free. And He has healed my heart so many times because it's been broken so many times. I couldn't even begin to imagine how I would live without Him because He's been in my life almost. I came to the Lord when I was 24. Now I've been walking with Him 25 years, almost half of my life. And I couldn't imagine Him not being there. He's just given me so much peace. He's protected me so much from things that I probably don't even know. I love my family very, very much. And it seems that we've come together so much over death. I talked about my grandmother. She came to know God a few months before she died, and I prayed for her for 6 years every day nonstop. And God answered my prayer, and she's in heaven with my stepfather. He was the one that killed my mother. And I prayed and asked to give me the courage to be able to forgive. And He did that. He allowed me to forgive my stepfather, and I wrote a letter. Found him in prison, wrote a letter asking for forgiveness for the way that I had treated him, and I told him that I had forgiven him. And he said he forgave me, and that was a burden lifted. And he said that I never knew what you saw. He said, I knew you saw something, but I figured you were too small. And I asked God to wipe that memory clear because there was no purpose or reason for me to remember that incident so many years ago. He was sick in a hospital a few years ago, and I just happened to be home. And I went into the hospital room, and he was sitting on the chair. He was scared. He looked scared. I think he was afraid to die. and I told him that Jesus loved him very much, more than I could love him, and that there was a place in heaven for him if he would just call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And I told him that it would be a privilege to be able to walk the streets of gold with him someday. And I told him that he had done some horrible things in the past, but with God, he can come and he can wipe his slate clean and he would remember it no more. And I said, that is what God is all about, that he can take our lives, broken, messed up as it is. And sometimes we think, well, why would God want me? Why would anybody want me when this is my life? Well, he's in the business of taking our lives and changing them and making us far better than we ever were. It's just like writing on the blackboard. You write something on the blackboard and you take a brush and you clean the board and you see nothing there. And that's what it's like when he takes our sin. He's forgiven and he's forgotten it all. And people, as we are, we remember them, but it doesn't really matter about that. It's the most important thing is God, that he does what he does all for us because he loves us enough that he was willing to give his only son. He took his only son from heaven, put him here to walk on this earth, and then knowing that he was going to die a horrible death and to be nailed to a cross for our sin, my sin, and then for God to turn his head for a while because the sin of the world was upon him. And that must have broke his heart. It doesn't say that in scripture, but I'm sure it did. And then to be buried and 3 days later rise again, and that gives me that hope that when it's my turn to die, that I'm not going to be there. I'm going into his presence, but we will be raised again. And that's the hope that I have. That's what I live for, is just to be able to see his face someday and say, thank you for what you've done for me. I can tell him now, but it would be so wonderful when that day comes, when I get to see him face to face and give back what is rightfully his, because I cannot do anything without him. It's he that allows me to be here. He allows me to do what I do, and he still is in control of my life, and I'm glad that he is, because if he didn't have control in my life, I would mess up time and time again and over, and I still do mess up, even though he's still in control of my life, but I still mess up, and I still do things that, but I still come to him and ask for forgiveness. And I'm so grateful for what he has done for me and what he is going to do. And I know that life isn't finished yet. This is just the beginning of what is yet to come.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned and unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. In pity, angels beheld him, and he came from the world of light to comfort him. the sorrows he bore for my soul that night. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, and he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransom in glory his face at last I shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Jesus knew that he was going to die on the cross, but he also knew that he was going to die for my sin and your sin and everyone's sin. The Bible teaches that we all have sin, and that if Jesus wasn't here, then we would have to die for our own sin. That's why he came, because God needed a perfect sacrifice, and a sacrifice with no sin, which Jesus had no sin on him. And then when he died on the cross, he took my sin, and that I wouldn't have to die for my sin anymore. The price has been paid. So when I stand before him one day, that he will not see my sin. He will see me as someone who is clean and forgiven because of what Jesus has done for me.
Can you say that you are clean and forgiven? My friend, what God has done for Venus, he can do for you. We read in the Bible in John 3:16-18, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." How about you? Are you still condemned before God, or have you been forgiven? What have you done with Jesus? Want to know more? Please visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Want to take The Storyteller with you? Be sure to download our app. Thanks for listening, and remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.